Thank you so much for everything, all of you. I have a couple of questions. The first is, you know, on the internet, there's always these things that go around that are like this dog that's nursing a piglet, and then there's a rabbit that's playing with a deer, and there's, you know, and there are actual photographs of things, and I love these, and I know a lot of people love these, and I guess I just wanted to know why do we love that so much?
Brace yourself.
Okay.
Because in your screwy approach to life, you want everyone to get along. It's sort of a quest for putting down the battle and coming into harmony. And the reason we called it screwy is because there's nothing wrong with the tension of difference that is queued up for the expansion of everything. In other words, humans so often think, I would like to be in my human form, and I would like to take all the thoughts that exist, and I would like to establish a philosophy that the entire world could embrace. And we say, if you had the ability, you don't. But if you had the ability, and you don't. But if you had the ability, you don't. If you had the ability, you don't, you don't, you don't. Can you feel we're excited that you don't? If you had the ability to limit the contrast and limit the concepts and limit the variety of perspectives of life, you could stop the eternalness that is inevitable, but you can't. You did not say, let's come forth and take all the ideas that exist and whittle them down to a few good ideas that we can all agree on. Instead, you said, let's come forth in our variety, and through our variety, let's cause expansion of that which is source, and let's let our coming together be in our coming together with who we really are, rather than trying to harmonize all of the diversity. The goal is not to bring sameness to difference. The goal is in the difference to expand and then to come together in the expansion, you see. So another way of saying it is, and this is accurate also, you like to see harmony. We just don't want you to get so carried away in your harmony, in your desire for harmony, that you need harmony of what's outside of you in order to have harmony of what's inside of you. It's the only reason that we're having the conversation at all in the way that we're having it. In other words, we think it's lovely when people get along too. We just don't think that it is healthy for you to need that kind of harmony when the only harmony that you're really reaching for is the alignment between you and you. In other words, to see the lion lying with the lamb might please you, but we don't want it to displease you when the lion eats the lamb. You see the difference?
Yes.
And we think that humans are rooting for something that can never be.
Okay. Thanks.